Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
For me, we have come to the part of the service why I come to church. I don't know why you come to church, but this is the reason why I come to church. Amen. Yeah, I could easily be anywhere this morning. Are you there? Yeah, but I choose to come to this church because of this part of the service. Are you there? Yeah. You know, in Mark chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says that Jesus was teaching. You know, Mark, he didn't waste time. When he started, no, demons, this, that, that. In Mark chapter 1. Amen. He didn't go to genealogy, this, that, that. No. Went straight to the point. So in Mark chapter 1, I think verse 22, by that time, Jesus had preached already. Jesus had preached one sermon. And the Bible says that the preaching, you know, the people were astonished at his doctrine. And so he has given a doctrine, you know, by Mark chapter 1, verse 22, a doctrine has come. Do you see? Then the people were, they were astonished. Are you listening to me? Oh, First Works Church. The people were astonished at the doctrine that had just arrived. Do you get me? Now, the reason for the astonishment is what is following up. He said, for he taught them as one having authority. Are you there? You have left me. Yeah. You see, this word authority, you know, Bible scholars teach us that, oh, there are different types of authority. And this one means delegated power or delegated, authority. Do you see? Yeah, delegated authority means that when you meet a policeman on the roadside, do you understand? He can be as short as Lady Pastor Zara, or he can be as tall as anybody. Are you with me? But if the policeman raises his hand like this, do you see? It doesn't matter if you are whoever, and you are driving a Range Rover, or you are driving or whatever. That guy standing there has authority. He has authority. And authority comes from knowing the owner of you see, authority is delegated power. So the delegation is from where? It's from a source. Yes. You know, I'm speaking a lot because this man that is coming to preach to us this morning, I have 100% confidence that his delegated authority, it was not sent to him by a letter. It was not a letter that was sent to him. This is the authority. You can use it. It was because he knows the one, the person, the source, from where the power comes from. Are you with me? Have left me? Yeah. That's why this morning I can promise you that you are going to be astonished. You are going to be shocked. You are going to be flabbergasted. You are going to be shell-shocked. Are you with me? Have left me? At the doctrine that God is bringing your way this morning. First Works Church, standing to your feet this morning, giving honor to whom honor is due. I want us to receive to our international pulpit this morning the man God has sent to us with his authority to bring his word in season for us this morning. My pastor, your pastor, our bishop, Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo.
Hello. Hallelujah. 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 Are you happy to be in church this morning? I'm also happy to see you. Today is an especially hot Sunday. Yes, and it's good. You must learn. Somebody is also freezing in Switzerland. So, and you are blessed to follow the same Jesus Christ and drive your car to a place and have a car park. In China, it's called the underground church. You can't meet openly. It's the same Jesus. Yes. When you enter the place, I hear when you enter the place, you can't breathe. No, you can't breathe. You hide to go there. So we are blessed. Yeah. And also, it's important to have this heat so that you try not to go to hell. Because if you compare this place to hell, this place is a deep freezer. It's a deep freezer. But I'm happy to see all of you this morning. Even though, yeah, so Dancing Stars, I told your pastor that a lot of times you must dance after the preaching. So that when we finish, then we are closing. Because if you dance before and you are so drenched, it doesn't help your absorption. You can't even concentrate. So today is the last time we are making you suffer like this. Lift your hands and pray for yourself. This is the best part of the service, that God will speak to you. Pray that God will speak to you. Everyone, pray that God will speak to you. Speak to me, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I want to hear your voice, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your sweet voice.
Yes.
Your sweet voice.
Oh, yes.
It's a sweet voice. Can you lift your hands and ask the Lord to give you, so as if you are receiving something from heaven, and what you are receiving is joy at the word.
Oh yes.
Revelation in the word. You are receiving the voice, the excitement that comes with the voice. Lift your hands and receive. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We are grateful to you for this awesome time. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Glory to God. This morning, I want to share with you a very important message. I preached yesterday at the your mother church, and some of you have not been to the mother church before, but it's okay. Because the excitement, it is here. Yeah. I preached yesterday from Know Your Invisible Enemies. The title of the message I preached was very interesting. And it is how to avoid, how to avoid becoming a habitation of devils. How to avoid becoming a habitation of devils. Accommodation for devils. A 5-star hotel for devils. Now, many of you, in your worldview, devils are not very important. They are not very highly rated. Now, I want to inform you that that way of thinking is very important and it's very good for your enemies. The thinking that, like when you wake up, you are moving around, you don't think of devils. You only think of school, school bag, snacks, watch, office, computer. But you don't think of devils. You don't think about devils. It's very important. For your enemies, it's very good because they are very happy that devils are not on your mind. They're not happy. They are happy. They are very, very happy that when you wake up, all you think about is dancing and how to move your legs and how to move your body and so on. That's all you think about. But you don't think about devil. You are exactly like somebody who also wakes up in the morning, thinks about work, thinks about school, thinks about painting, thinks about roofing sheets, thinks about whatever, but doesn't think about gems. It's so good for the one who wishes that you die soon. Maybe there's an inheritance when you die will come to him. Or he wants to marry the person you are trying. In fact, the girl has fallen in love with that boy. And the guy wishes that you die right now so that the girl will be free to concentrate on him. Yeah. So it's very good for anyone who wishes that you die. Wishes that you should be dead by now. For you not to wake up and think, like in your thinkings, gems are not part of your thinkings. You are the same as somebody, a Christian, who also wakes up and doesn't think about devils. So you go to toilet. As soon as you finish, you put your hand in the wache. Because gems are not on your mind. You don't think about gems. Yeah. From the toilet, or you just you don't even wipe your hand, just directly into the wache. Yeah. You don't wash things. Even your body, you don't wash it. Yes. It's very good for the person who wishes that you die. Like, I wish your death. And then I get to know that one of your pastimes, one of your hobbies is that you don't think of James. You are pleasing me. You are pleasing me. I mean, I'm very happy. I'll be very happy to hear that the girl I want, I'm wishing that she dies this year. There's a girl I'm wishing she dies this year. I'll be very happy to hear that she doesn't bath. Like she doesn't bath and then she wears the same panties for 7 days. Oh, I don't need to go. I was going to the juju man, but I don't need to go. I had taken a white ram to the juju man to kill her. But I just heard that, oh, she doesn't bath. And she wears the same panties for 7 days. I'm eating the ram myself. Don't have any problem going to a herbalist to cut your stomach and remove your baby. And so he's a very good very good surgeon. He cuts it. He's not wearing gloves. No antibiotic drips. You finish, you have your baby. The wound is there. You go for daily dressing. Gems are not on your mind. So you begin to have a fever. You still don't think of gems. And the place becomes red. The place becomes swollen. You don't think of fever. You are rather eating ice cream. You don't think of gems. Your enemy should wear white. Your enemies are happy. Because you are going to die soon. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very carefully. Devils must be on your mind. I think the message has ended. We can end it now. That if you go to church and if you go and they ask you, what did the pastor preach about? The pastor said that devils must be on my mind. That's all. It's enough to go home. It's enough to give a good offering and go. Because if devils are not on your mind, evil spirits are not on your mind, you will be careless. A lot of you here are careless. Careless. Jesus always had evil spirits on his mind. He was always alert. That's why Peter said in 1 Peter 5:8 that you must be vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8, be vigilant. What is vigilant? Be alert. For what? The wives you should marry. No, be alert. And he gives the reason, be alert because the devil. Yes. Be alert because the devil. You are alert because your debtor, the person you owe, you are alert because you are looking for a girl to marry. But the Bible says, be alert because the devil. You shouldn't be alert because you want to go and pass an exam only, or you want to be alert. Tell your neighbor, be alert. Be alert. And the reason to be alert is the devil. So anybody, any pastor who tells you, oh, don't think of the devil, think only of God and the Holy Ghost and the power of God, that pastor is preaching another gospel. Be alert. If you look at other translations, Stay alert. Stay alert. And the next word is the devil. The big one is the devil. Stay alert. So today, I'm sharing this message with you because many of you are not aware that the devil... Now, why the devil? Why the devil? John 10:10. Why the devil? Look at it carefully. John 10:10. So, do you see that? The message I'm preaching is a... You are seeing the practical. Like the girl who is projecting. You see that? She's not alert. She's not alert. You see, to be alert means to be conscious. You see, I went to somebody's house. Somebody I have a relationship with. So I just opened the door. I didn't knock because I don't have to knock. I opened the door. And when I opened the door, I realized that the door was locked from inside. Then I knocked. When she opened, I said, "You've done very well. You are thinking properly. To be here and you are inside your house and the main door is locked. I respect you." She's alert. That is, thieves are on her mind. Yeah. Thieves are on her mind. So if you see this lady, for instance, she's not alert because the problem she's having with the machine was not discovered today. It's a problem that exists. But she is making no effort. Oh, I'm preaching a powerful window. It's been weeks. I've not received a text message from her that, "Please, let's change the computer. Do you have one? Can you let somebody with a computer bring her or his computer so we use it?" Never. Why? Because when she comes to church and she has the problem, when the service ends, she forgets that this is not on her mind for 6 days. Then she comes. So next week, she's coming to sit at the same computer. Because she doesn't have disruptions of a service. She doesn't have difficulties on her mind. You see, anybody whose intention, who is fired up to get verses done, your pastor has gone to, he's brought his own television from his house for verses for you to read. But the person sitting there is not vigilant. How many texts have you received from her about this machine? 9. None as in N-O. Nil. 0. Yes. This is a pastor of the church. Now, that's how your Christian life is also. As soon as the church service ends, we close, you are finished with God, and you are back in town doing all the things you must do because you are not alert. You go and live your life, and then you come back to church on Sunday to the same problems in your life. The same problems in your life. What we should have had in 2 seconds, we've had it in 2 minutes because it's not alert. When you are not alert, what you should have had in 2 months, you have it in 2 years. What you should have had in 6 months, you have it in 6 years. Exactly 100% what I'm talking about. When you are not alert about your life, your work, your ministry, the things which are important, it takes a long time. It takes her 1 year to get a husband. It takes you 10 years to get a husband because you're not alert. Alert to the things that matter. Many of us here are like that. You are like this lady. Most of you are. After church service, you are finished with God. It's over with God. You are back for the week. You are back to your old life. By 1 p.m. today, you are back to your old life. So God doesn't affect you. What you don't know is that the virus that you are not alert about, it has only one aim: to kill you, to destroy you. Because evil is not on your mind. You don't lock your door because evil is not on your mind. When I look at the way you are living your life, I can tell that destruction is not on your mind. What does the devil do? I don't want to even quote the whole verse. I want to give it today as the assignment. John 10:10 is a memory verse for today. Go home and learn it. But the thief comes not, but for to steal. That's all. The first thing, you forget about kill and destroy. I said kill and destroy should be your homework. The devil comes just to steal. To steal means to reduce. Some of you, your size ought to be 10 mega size. You are now 0.001 micro size. You have been reduced. One of the things the devil does is to reduce your position. He steals your height. He steals the distance of your elevation. He steals. He takes kilometers away from your level of elevation, because a believer is elevated. The Christian life is a life of elevation. Ephesians 2 and verse 6. Let's give us some 3 minutes to find the verse for us. When I see the friends you are working with, I can tell that gems are not on your mind. Devils are not on your mind. Reduction, stealing of your life. You are not thinking, I said, I went to this girl's house. And I didn't knock. I just opened the door. That was the day I realized that she's a type of girl. The door was locked. She was alone in the house with her child. The door was locked. Well done. He has raised us up. If you are a believer, anybody who is properly in Christ, you have been raised up. Raised up. And made us sit. So it's okay. Sit together in heavenly places. When you give your life to Christ, anybody who comes to Jesus, you receive Jesus well, God has lifted you above your family, above your classmates, above the evil in your area. You see, in your area, like where I live, one boy, I don't remember which house I was staying in, but somebody came to stay with me. I asked my wife. She will remember whether it was where I'm staying now or the other places. Within 24 hours, he had found all the places where they sell weed, Indian hemp. I had been living there for years. Right now, where I don't know anywhere they sell weed. He came there within 24 hours. has found it. The devil is not happy that God has elevated you above your area. Like he wishes that in your area, like they've done to the other girls, you too should be a lotto kiosk in the area where all the boys have entered. It's not the devil's plan for you to be a married woman with four children at this time. No. He wishes that you are not married and men are sleeping with you. You just come to church Sunday, you go back, but you are just, you have no dignity, you have no self-respect, you are just being, you have been demolished. He steals. And what does he steal? He steals your height. He steals your elevation. By the time he's done, if God has raised you 1,000 kilometers in the heavens, he has stolen 987 kilometers. You are down to the bottom. He steals. Most of you here, you are not where God wanted you to be. You are not where God wanted you to be. Your decisions, your behavior, your choices. What you don't know is that you are reducing yourself. The devil is, you see, in chemistry, there are some substances. Wherever they are, they reduce things. They are called reducing agents. Wow. Reverend Lester studied biochemistry, so he knows it. Reducing agents. Is it possible that you should be higher than where you are now? Is it possible? I mean, I can see your shoes, your nice trousers, nice t-shirt, your golden watch. But is it possible? Is there a possibility that you are lower, much lower than where you ought to be? Is it possible that where you are? Is it possible that where you slept last night, God would have liked for you to sleep at a far better place, elevated place with a fan? With a fan. Is it possible? Is it possible that at this age, God would have planned something far better, even spiritually? Is it possible that you are supposed to be a healing evangelist and you are not here? You're just an LP. Is it possible? Is it possible that you should be one of the most anointed lady women? One of the things the devil does is that he steals your elevation. By the time he has stolen your elevation, you are down. Because he himself, he was up. Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. I don't know if it's going to come. She's. Okay, so, mommy, I'm going to preach with you today. So please stand with me. Let's get a microphone. Is there a microphone? Or is there only one mic? Whenever she finds it, she should be. So quickly, Isaiah 14. Yes, 14, 1, 4. Quickly. Verse 12.
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven?
How art thou fallen from heaven?
Oh, Lucifer.
Oh, Lucifer.
Son of the morning.
Son of the morning.
How art thou cast down to the ground?
How art thou cast down? So that is the devil. The devil was very high and he was cast down. So what he wants to do is to make you like him. Wow. That wherever God lifted you up to, he wants to bring you down. Check Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, quickly. He wants to bring you down. You see why you are sitting
there? Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels.
Yes. Yes.
Verse 8. And prevailed not. Mm. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven.
Wow. Verse 9.
Verse 9.
So what you remember Ephesians 2:6? He has elevated you. Even where you are sitting is heavenly places. What he wants is that your place in that heaven, there will be no place for you in heaven.
Wow.
So, what happens is that the great dragon, verse 9.
And the great dragon
was cast out.
And the old serpent called the devil.
Old serpent called the devil.
And Satan. Which deceives the whole world.
Yes.
He was cast out into the earth.
Into the earth. There is heaven high and there's earth down. And he was removed from high. The devil wants to remove you from your high place in church. Your high place. Some of you even have been given the honor of being a basenta leader. You don't like it. So very soon, you'll be an ordinary church member. Because what you don't know is that a lot of blessings in your life are linked to your being a basenta leader. Which is another name for a pastor. And I love the phrase. There was no place. I mean, can you imagine a house you have lived in for years? Now you are going to the same house. They say there's no place for you in this house. There's no place for you. A house you have built. Because a judge in court says that that house should be for the wife you have divorced. So you are going to that same house. You built it. You know where even there's no place for you here. I want to say to you all, listen to me very carefully. The devil wants to steal from you your place that is high in the heaven. By the time he is done with you, you are now brought low. You may not know what it means for you to be sitting. You are sweating, aren't you sweating? It's not hot. Wouldn't you like an air-conditioned church? Yes. This is very annoying. It's irritating. But what you don't know is that where you are sitting, it's a very high place compared to where the devil would like you to be sitting on a Sunday morning. And what the devil does is that he steals your place. I have met many people who were at a high place, and because they did not value it, the place has been stolen from them. And that is the work of the devil. I've not gone to kill and destroy. Just stealing. You see the chair you are sitting on? It's your chair. The chair you are sitting on is your chair. It's yours. But a year from now, you'll be surprised that Satan would have stolen your chair. And the chair he gives you is a chair in a drinking bar. Where your chair is in a drinking bar. Ladies and gentlemen, today, I just want to tell you, I'm teaching from that book, how to avoid becoming a habitation of devils. A house for devils. You see, when you are in church, what you don't know is that it doesn't take much. I was watching 3 days ago. I don't know. I'm now following him. So the feeds come. I was watching a pastor called Jimmy Swaggart singing beautifully a few days ago. As he was. Yes. And as I was watching him, I remembered what the devil did to him. You must be vigilant. Me, I'm vigilant. I'm vigilant. When I was younger, I was not vigilant. I'm very, very, very alert now. I don't respond to text messages I don't feel I should respond to. Because I've met a lot of devils. Look at me carefully. I'm not an ordinary pastor. I'm not one of the ordinary pastors. The type of problems I've seen in my life, you have no idea. Some time ago, No. To receive a text message from me, you must be known to be of a certain type of person. I don't engage myself in devils' lives. Many of you are not vigilant. And it will be soon, you'll be surprised that when you look left and right, you see green grass and sand. Meanwhile, some time ago, when you look around, you see clouds. Because you were high in the heavens. Now your habitation has changed. I was watching him. I said, hey, this man has done very well. He's done very well. But he could have been. At a point in America, he was number one. I'm not talking about ministry. I mean, evangelist. The word evangelist. Crusade. Oh. But the time it was over. That's what I'm telling you. Be vigilant. Be alert. Don't be in your room texting any girl who sends you a text. Hello, how are you? I'm texting back. The boy just texting back. No. Be very careful. Be very careful. And I mean you. Be very careful. Because what you are carrying is very big. And you are a target. Be very careful. And it's not the only one he wants. He also wants you. Today, if you look at the church, stadium, filling of stadium. He was good at everything. Filling of stadium, preaching, singing, playing the keyboard, power ministry. Today, see, Satan steals your place that is high and gives you a chair that is very low. He's not happy at all that you are sitting in church on a Sunday morning. He doesn't like it at all. The evil spirits in your family that want you to have 3 children with 4 fathers. They are not happy at all that you are sitting in church. But they have also received information that even though you are in church, devils are not on your mind. So yet they have now changed. They are wearing white to celebrate because they know that you will be leaving the church soonest. My God, let the one who must hear me today hear me. Because I'm not preaching to everybody this morning. If you feel that I'm not talking to you, just take your bag and go home. Only those who can sense that I'm talking to them should stay here. Evil spirits One of the ways we can tell that devils are not on your mind. Do you know how we can tell? Oh, you're not interested. I have a church. I have a church service to preach. If I'm disturbing you, I'm leaving. Do you want one evidence that evil spirits, devils, and demons are not on your mind? Do you want an evidence?
Yes.
That the evidence is that you wear white t-shirt or you wear blue jeans. Should I give you the evidence? Yes. What shows that devils are not on your mind? Or you don't want an evidence? You want to know? I can't hear you well. What makes me so sure that devils are not on your mind is how you want to know?
I want to know.
When I look at how empty you are. When I look at how empty you are, I can tell that demons are not on your mind. Your emptiness in Matthew 12, Jesus talks about what demons and devils like. And I taught him, so they like pretty girls. No. I thought he was going to say they like handsome men. I thought he was saying that they like uneducated people. No. There's only one thing evil spirits like, and that is emptiness, empty spaces. So evil spirits are looking, going around, and they are not looking for sexy girls. They are not looking for people who are betting. They're not looking for people who are smoking. All they want is that you are empty. Once they see that you are empty, the only thing that qualifies you for evil spirits to enter is empty. Emptiness. That is why if you do not want Matthew 12:44. The first thing you must do, if you do not want to become a habitation of devils, is to make sure that you are full of good things. So, and when he is come, the he is the devil, he findeth it empty. Many of you sitting here are empty. Sir, I'm preaching. Because I know that this, your church is a certain type of church. So I need to prepare well to come and preach. Not just any pastor who preaches here. If you survive for 1 year in God's house, I'll be very surprised. All you like is dancing, but you are empty. You are full of, you have undergone multi-vacuolation. Extensive vacuolation. I should break it down. You are full of vacuoles and lacunae. You are filled with gases, spaces. You are just air. You are just a title holder, reverend, but you have been vacuolized. LP, 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 LP. Just shelless spaces. Empty. And I like that word there, swept. Which is where many Christians are. You swept your life of the boys, swept your life of the girls, swept things away. But you have, let me tell you, it's not enough to be swept. It's important to be filled. Empty. The people who walked with God, they were full. In Acts 4, verse 31, when they had prayed, the place was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled. Any little space, let me tell you, we grew up in school to hear this statement that nature, you don't even understand the words, nature abhors vacuum. That's it. Nature doesn't like empty spaces. Yeah. It's not just nature. Spirits don't like empty spaces. There's nothing here. That's my life. There's nothing. Swept. Evil spirits. Holy Spirit. Stop what you are doing. Stop what you are doing. You'll be surprised one day. You'll be brimming over with devils. Yes. I know somebody now. He is full of devils. Because he thought that ministry was just having titles. Would not take time to be in the word. To be in prayer. Just public show. He go who you one day. You walk about with reverend title. He rose and rose and rose and rose. And rose and rose and rose and rose and rose. This is the life. Many of you are like this. You see, both Holy Spirit and evil spirit, devil spirit and God spirit, they both like this place. Devils like empty spaces. Holy Ghost likes empty spaces. But there's a big difference between devil and Holy Ghost. Devil spirit and Holy Spirit. Do you want to know the difference between devil spirit, evil spirit and Holy Spirit? So come, my dear, this is you. This is your life. Yes, this is a girl. So stand in the middle. Yes, this is it. This is a girl. How many boyfriends do you have?
Nine.
You smoke weed? You are into drinking, not so? You drink. You don't drink? Wow. Swept. Swept. No, stand here like that. Yeah. This is evil spirits. They wear red. I'm preaching. What you are watching is called preaching. And this. So, devil spirit, God spirit. Both of them like empty spaces. So the question is, who will go and fail? Because when he goes, he calls all the people wearing the vest. Come. His mind is not here. His mind is not on the preaching. His mind is not on the preaching. Oh. He's just standing here. The body is just here. Swept. So, say who is who?
Who is who?
So come and stand here. And let your fellow evil spirits come and stand by you. Yeah. Then this one also. God's spirit. Can you come? Sir, can you come? Yes. So you two, your people should stand around you. So you notice. So all we need now is one. Because spirits also do evangelism. Yes. So what you notice somewhere that when he enters, he calls seven others. I couldn't get seven verse. So let's say there are seven. And Holy Spirit also, when he enters, the teaching anointing enters. Before you know, the prophetic is there, evangelistic is there, a miracle working is there. But all this one spirit enters. So the question is, can you please move away? Who is who?
Who is who?
Who will enter this space? Hey! Kilagbagbolaso. Kilagbagbolaso. Is it, ladies and gentlemen, is it evil spirit or God's spirit? Who is who? Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is where you must hear me. This woman, even though she's also a girl, she was born by a woman. I was also born by a woman. Who born you? A man? A woman? Okay. Now, David said, for in sin did my mother conceive me. So, this girl already, even the flesh, this is dust. So you are looking at sin. So since she is sin, it's so easy for sinful things to naturally come in. Because they say ornithological specimen of identical plumage culminate invariably in their own proximity. Birds of the same feather flock, not fly together, flock together. So since he is a devil by, we are all devils by nature. Oh, yes. This thing you are seeing, this title, bishop and reverend, is just the great. That's why ideally we should be, when we say, oh, Pastor Felix, it should be His Grace, Pastor Felix. Lady Pastor Gifty. You should say, His Grace, Lady Pastor Gifty. Oh, this is Basenta Leader Matthew. We should ideally say, His Grace, Basenta Leader Matthew. Because these are devils. Devils. It's just the grace of God that this woman is called Lady Reverend Gifty. This is a sexy woman with managing directors and university lecturers as her boyfriends, professors. Say His Grace. So look, when somebody asks you who you are you born again? Say, oh, by His Grace, I'm born again. What's your name? My name is His Grace, Pastor Matthew Akaluga. So, since the nature, nobody was born speaking in tongues. Nobody was born with a Bible. Now, here ends the message I'm preaching. If this girl, whose life is empty, we want to know what she will attract naturally. What she will attract naturally is what she is like. In fact, what she will attract, don't forget that this place which has been swept, we still have cement stains, smell of weed. We just cleaned, but remember who was here before? I should stop preaching. I said, what was here? It has been swept of what? Bibles, anointing oil, Holy Ghost. No. There were boyfriends here. There were sexy girls here. Yes. There was unbeliever songs here. So a little smell and scent, some microscopic stigmata of the unbeliever world is already here. It's been swept, but I mean, it's not Holy Ghost who was there. So it's so easy for this one. That's why he calls this place my house. Is there 44? I will return into my house. My house. So, this one, she doesn't have to make any effort. She doesn't have to make declarations. She doesn't have to make prophetic declarations. I am full of evil spirits. I have fornication. I'm a sinner. No. Just say naturally. I can't hear you. Say naturally. So natural, without effort. If I close your eyes, it's already coming. And when he goes, he calls. To have this one is called, you need active uptake. You must use energy. To have Holy Ghost, this one, you don't need energy. This one, it flows naturally. But this one, you must work hard. You must take decisions. You must go to places. You must associate with people. Begin to pray. Begin to pray now. Talk to God. Pray. 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 Hey, is that how you pray? Pray well. Pray in tongues. Kaya baba da baba. Yeah, clap your hands and pray. This girl is not serious. Pray well. Pray. This is the type of Christian who gets filled with demons easily. Let me show you the type of prayer. Come and pray. That is, you pray ga prayers. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Aha. Clap your hands for her. Aha. That's and pray the prayers. As he's praying, yes, in the name of Jesus. Why then
anointing is coming.
Holy Spirit is coming. Grace of God is coming. This is coming. That
come out from there. Come out from there.
This is what you do to get this one. To get this one, you do nothing. Many of you are doing nothing. I'm not surprised that you are brimming over with evil spirits. Clap your hands for her. You are just there. You are just there. You are just there. Evil spirits will enter you. Yes, you are just there. You are just there. Some nice girl. Some nice boy. Handsome boy. Even to pray with energy. You can't pray with energy. To pray with energy. Everybody stand up and pray with energy. And bind some devils. Yes. Yes, they are from your family, they are in your bloodline, they are in your background. They want to enter you. They want to enter your house. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. You may be joking. I'm not joking. Pray. If they get you, you won't believe it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sit down. The good things in your life, they are good things in me. The good things in my life, they didn't just come into my life. Anything that is demonic just came in. In fact, a lot of times you were born with it. The foolishness in you is from your great grandfather. You may be a girl, but it's from your great grandfather. It's there. Can't you see how you naturally are an idiot? Naturally, you are a fool. Your decisions, anybody watching, you can't believe that a boy your age, a girl your age, you can't believe it that this person is a human being is doing this to himself. Any good thing that enters your life will be something you took. Nobody was born with these things.
No.
These things, no. You take and put in. Bible verses, you take and you put in. The word of God, you take and you put in. Prayer, you take and you put in. Wow. Serving God, you take and you put in. The things that are good for your life, you better take them and actively put them in your life. Sexiness. Whoa. Sleeping with boys. Natural. Even when you are sucking them, they don't want to go. Being around married men, it's natural. That's what your mother, everybody's mother. My mother gave me smoking, my mother gave me drinking. But when a woman is in labor and she's bringing out a baby, you may think it's just a baby. It's a baby plus devils. It is when the baby is alive that he or she must now act actively take up things. Because you see, you can, if the space is 10 cubic centimeters, the 10 cubic centimeters cannot be occupied by 10 cubic centimeters of good and 10 cubic centimeters of evil. So if your space is 10 cubic centimeters, you must take up 10 cubic centimeters of good. Once that good enters, evil. Evil. If there is nothing, you are full of darkness. Once light fills the room, darkness naturally moves. Where are your Bibles? Where is your quiet time? You think quiet time will come into your life by osmosis? Any Bible knowledge you have should be, would be something you took up yourself. Prayer, there's no machine they will put in your stomach and they, when they switch it on, you are sleeping. That prayer is praying. No. Prayer is praying. If ever prayer is praying, it means you prayed the prayer. If ever there's Bible in you, it means you put it in you. So number one, fill your life with good things. What are good things? Church. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Many of you have 10 toes, but only three toes are in church. It's time to put all your life. All your life must be in the church. Fill your life. Most of what we see in the church on the stage is just people's gifts they are using. Most singers who are standing, if they are 100 singers, only 2 will be spiritual. 98 of them are just normal, natural singers. And you know it. You know how they are by the fact that they don't read their Bibles. Hardly will you find a worship leader who has come with 3 songs to lead worship. And every song is preceded by some exhortation with a scripture from Kings, from Ezekiel, from John. The Lord says the presence of the Lord, revelation. No, just come. Shepherd of my soul, I give you control. I will never hear about you. But it's just singing. There's no verse in them. They are empty. Vocalization. I met a choir yesterday. I told them, I don't sing. I don't remember singing a full song before. But I listen to more gospel music than the so-called singers. It was true. A brother was sitting there. I asked him, you are sitting here, there's a pouch around your neck. Is your phone in it? He said, yes. Can you produce a message? One message on this big phone. One message. He said, no, there's no message. I don't listen to messages. I said, I'm not surprised that you come and stand on the stage and you just sing. You just have a good voice, a good range. You just hit notes. Good range. Good range. Last night, around 12 midnight, yeah. I said, take your phone. Show me a message. He said, no, there's no message. I said, yes, I'm right. I took my phone and showed them songs. They don't have it. I mean, I'm not a singer, but I'm interested. I was listening to a song, Maranatha Praise 20. And the voice I was listening to was so beautiful. This was produced in the early 90s, long ago in Bethlehem. But I said, oh, who is this lady? I'm interested. Yeah. The person may be dead and gone, but I just want to know. See, this is my life. Who is this? What type of voice is this? Shannon Wexelberg. Would that give me money? Would that give me a house? This is my life. Many of you are not Christians. You are not born. A lot of the dancing stars are not born again. How do we know? We know it by their distaste, lack of appetite for God's word. To meet 5 dancing stars on their own, they are studying the Bible on their own. It won't happen on earth. I told them yesterday. So when I was in the university, I had my little room in Legon, M23. My room. I suppose I could find a picture. I had verses on A4 sheets on the wall. I had wallpaper from England in my room. But on the wallpaper were scriptures. I had a senior brother who had a good handwriting. I'll get A4 sheets and give him verses. And I knew a brother who studied art, fine art in the university. I gave him verses that he would write them, artwork on cardboard, sometimes big ones. So if you come to my room, big scripture. One of the main ones was 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. And you see, it is in my room. It's by the wall where there's a big space, a big poster. Bible verses, A4 sheets everywhere in the room. When I lie down, I'm looking at verses. This is my life. Basenta which leader? I was a medical student going to be a doctor. No pastor on my mind. You don't need to be a pastor. If you read Exodus, look at Exodus. Verse 30. Moses said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Er, of the tribe of Judah. 31. The son of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God. This Bezalel was not a priest. He was a mason. Yes. He was a craftsman. Okay. They made the chairs and the carpentry, the things, the ornaments. Bezalel was not a pastor, was not like Aaron. A mason. You don't need to be a pastor to fill your life with the things of God. You don't need to be a pastor. All you need to be is a Christian to want to fill your life with the word of God. And filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner, you see there, of workmanship. Filled. What is filling you? What has filled you? What has filled you? Pornography, nonsense on social media. You are sitting here, you are a member of a church like this. You are still following people who are writing rubbish about your church and your pastor. Whenever they post something, you read it. Don't you read it? You, don't you read it? So see that you are full of something. So God's word, God's power, God's will cannot fill God. You are already occupied. If you go to
Palestine, there's what we call occupied territories. The Jews have occupied. Many of you are already occupied. But whatever has failed you, you can actually remove them from your life and fill yourself with proper things. Another thing you must fill your life with is preaching. Fill your life with preaching. In Mark 1:21, Jesus went to Capernaum and he taught. That's what your pastor was reading. They were astonished at his doctrine. But there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. Like many of you sitting here have got unclean spirits. The pornography you have watched, the boys you have allowed to play with your body, the nonsense you are, pictures you are looking at on Facebook, women with big buttocks, big breasts. You feed on these things. They are called unclean spirits. And the man cried out. He said, leave us alone. Leave us alone. You see there? Us. Many of you have got a lot of spirits. It's not one spirit. When you meet somebody who lies, you have met somebody who is also a devil, who is a killer, who can sell you, who is a fornicator. It's hard. It's difficult for you to find one. Leave us alone. What have we? I am legion. We are many. We, us. That's why you must not allow one evil spirit to enter you, because when they enter, they call others to come in. The message is how to avoid becoming a habitation of devils. And this happened while Jesus was preaching. You are in your house. You don't have preaching messages. How many of you have got phones? Can I see your, lift your hand if you have got mobile phone. Okay, put your hand now, please. Sorry for the question. It's not a good question. How many of you have got smartphones? Yes. Most of you here, the only semblance of a preaching message on your phone is the fact that you can go online and tap a link to a podcast, but you have not downloaded or saved messages. And you're not the type who goes online. If you go online, you're going to watch pornography. If you go online, many of you sitting here, if you go online, you are going to bet. Today is Sunday. You have already placed a bet. You are useless. Useless. You will never come out of it. Nobody has done well by betting. Even the company that bets will tell you that it is addictive. It destroys people. The people that do that work. One of the ways to fill your life with good things is by listening to preaching. Listening to preaching. At this stage, you have been in Christ for 2 years, 1 year. You should even have so many messages that you have got your best preachers. Your best messages. Your best messages. You don't have it. That's fooling. And anybody who looks at you thinks that you are a little child. You're not a little child. You are an adult. The evil spirits in you are 90 years old. What are you talking about? you're looking at me. I'm also looking at you. Anybody looking at me, and you don't have a habit of listening to messages, evil spirits have failed you. Because messages, you have to take it up. You have to work out. It's called active. Use energy. Energy in terms of airtime. Energy in terms of space. Energy in terms of like the things that want to rush into your life. Have you not seen that when you are praying, that's when you remember that you have not sent somebody a text? When you are in God's presence worshiping, that's when you remember, I should have gone to do this. I should do this. They will never allow you to pray because it's not in their interest that you pray. It's in their interest that you don't pray. Preaching. I want to advise you. Look, a girl always has the first day her virginity was broken. There's always a day you give yourself to that boy. You remember it? Every girl knows the day she broke her virginity. Everybody knows the first time. I remember the first time I took a stick of cigarette to smoke. I was 13 years old. First time I smoked. I remember the first nightclub I entered. The first time I held a bottle of beer. I remember. Let today also be the first time you are going to start listening to messages as a lifestyle. On Tuesday, on Thursday, on Monday, on Saturday. Start it. Everybody has a day something started. Let today be a day something started. Start it. And finally, avoid becoming, it's the same thing actually. Avoid becoming a habitation of devils by receiving prophetic declarations. Demons do not like prophetic declarations of faith. You must expose yourself in Luke 13, verse 10. Luke 13. Verse 10. You see right there. He was teaching in the synagogue. And there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. 18 years. Say 18 years. Oh, I can't hear you. Say 18 years. I'm ending now. 18 years. I don't know for how many years that evil spirit has been operating in you. Some of you, it was at 12 years you began to like boys. Some of you have grown up. Nobody has ever shouted at you or slapped you. Yes, slapped you. If I had the chance, and I will not have that chance because you don't belong to me. If I had the chance, I would slap you. Father, bless our mothers. These were the ones. These had mothers. These had mothers. I had a mother. Today is useless women who only get pregnant and give birth. Useless mother. Any mother of this current generation is useless. That's your mother. That's the mother. You see, you are not like her. Yes, useless. My grandmother, she will let you lie down, and as she is cooking, she will put the chair on you and sit down and be cooking. Is this era of such stupidity has taken over you? Hey. 18 years. 18 years. She was bowed together. You see, the longer a problem stays in your life, the more it shows in your life. Like you see signs. Some of you, it's your face. When we see your face, you see that you've been with men for a long time. Yeah. You've been with girls for a long time. You've been with alcohol. In alcohol, we know it. We call it alcoholic fascists. We know how it's a type of it. Even the hair. The hair. Alcoholic. Yes. The hair is curly. Yeah. Because some hormones have been destroyed. Any evil spirit you contact has a physical presentation. It shows on you. When we see it, please look at it. Can I have another translation? Maybe it's the King James, which is confusing us. Let's end it well. Let's end the service well. Let's end it well. Look at it. There was a woman who for 18 years, New American Standard Bible, for 18 years has had a sickness, had a sickness caused by a spirit. You don't see a spirit. You don't see spirits. But the spirit that you don't see caused a condition you could see. So she was bent double. There's bent and bent double. So you are looking at something physical. Most of you, when we see you physically, we can tell the spirit that is in you. Your physical behavior reveals the devils that have filled you. Bent double. These physical things you are looking at, it's a spirit. Begin to remove spirits from your life. They are causing physical manifestations. We see them. She could not straighten up. When the spirit has entered, there are many things you can do. You can't do. You can't be there without a boy. You can't sit at home quietly. No. Like the madman of Gadara. We know it. He was roaming about. He was roaming around. But when she met Jesus, Jesus said, King James, he said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Yeah. That prophetic word, it happened in a church service. Because at that time, it's called context. The only time you hear a prophetic word is by entering the temple or the synagogue and a man is preaching and he says something to you. But not today. Today, the prophetic word is not only heard in the synagogue. You can hear it from your phone. You can hear it from your Bible. You can hear it in your ear from your iPad. It is important that you surround yourself with men who are preaching, women who are preaching. The prophetic word, a word that says, you will make it. Amen. You don't only hear that word in a church building. You hear it also on your phone as you are listening to a message. The church can follow you. It's called the church in your house, the church in your car, the church in your room. The church in your dormitory. The church on your phone. Thank God that the same technology that people are using to commit evil, we can use it to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. If you allow me, I want to end. Number four. The fourth way to have. The fourth way for you not to become a habitation of devils. You see it in verse 13. I'm ending now. This is the last one. And he laid his hands on her. He laid his hands. The fourth way to have, not to be a habitation of devils, is to have quality hands laid on you. I want to beg you, please raise your head. And everybody should be looking at me, because I'm in my last minute. I'm going. I'm ending by telling you, sir, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the hands that are laid on you. The quality of your life. The hand. This hand is a certain quality laid on you. But I'm about to, don't think I've closed. I've got one more minute. Like this. When hands are laid on you, they fail you. They block demons. But it's not as simple as that. It's not as simple as this. No. You didn't get it right. It's good. Don't you want me to put my hand on you? Or you don't want it?
She's a prayer.
She's a prayer. How many of you want my hand to be laid on you? You want my hand to be laid on you? That's it. You want my hand to be laid on you? Yes, just something small. Something small for the boys. You want a hand to be laid on you? But it's not as simple as that. But it's also good. Like this. Yeah, just bring your head and collect some. Yeah, something small. Yes. The quality of the hand. The quality. Now. If you will sit down, I want to tell you something. Oh, you're not interested. It's not as simple as this. Everybody look at me. If you can sit down, you will see me. This is not entirely the case. Yes, I've laid my hands on her. And it's doing something to her. But when you see this, what else occurs to you? When you see this, what else do you see? Yes, my hand is on her head. But what else do you see? You see that Genesis 16, verse 9. Sorry, I've forgotten that I'm preaching on my own. Can you give me the verse? And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress. Let's get the context. Can you give me verse 8, verse 7? Well, let's. This is Hagar. She had a child. She was sent out. And she was thirsty with Ishmael. I'm ending. And I'm about to tell you something that will blow your head off. So, and on. She went on. But an angel came there where the water was. The angel said to her, you've been thirsty for a long time. Many of you are thirsty. When I see your behavior, I can see that you are thirsty. As the deer pants for the water brook. A lot of the sex, the boys, the girls, is just thirst. Just thirst. And the angel said, no, this water you have had, you are drinking. It's good. But it won't last. There's a place where there is abundant supply of water. And that is your mistress. Your madam. So he said, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hands. So the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the person you have submitted your life to. It's a figure of speech. He didn't say that. It didn't mean that Sarah's hand was like this. And just go and put your head under. No. When you see this, like when you see Bishop Dagwood Mills, I can't put my hand on him. He has to put his hand on me. The lesser. So, the quality of your life is determined by the person under whose hand. I have laid my hands on people who have called me devil and unanointed and useless. And as my hand is on their head, I am laughing. There's nothing happening to you. It's not just a matter of putting his hand on you. Many of you don't want to submit yourself to authority. Your life is turning obliquely. You are in the church, you are dancing, but nobody has real authority to say, sit, you sit, stand, you stand, go, you go. That's not true. The centurion said, I am under the authority of my superiors. Some of you looking at me, evil spirits are coming for you. Because there is nobody you are under. You can't submit yourself. You are not like that. You are used to being on your own. Like, next Sunday, your name, my dear, Gertrude. I say, I come in the church, I can't see Getty. Then I step out with my phone. Getty, hello? Yes. This is Brother Francis. Yes. Where are you? I'm at home. I'm trying to sleep. And the person said, nonsense! Get up and dress and come to church! Has somebody said nonsense to you before? Has somebody shouted at you to come to church? That's why your life will be like this. Evil spirits fail people who are not under any authority. They do what they want to do. The presence of authority. Luke 22. Satan has desired you, but I have prayed for you. Ha! Anybody here who doesn't have an authority figure who says go, even if you don't want to go, you go. Sit down. You've packed your suitcases, you are going to your mother. Get back to the bedroom and lie down. And she goes back. Can I shout at you? Can the pastor shout at you? That's why if you, your face looks like somebody who has evil spirits. Today, I'm talking about the quality of the hands. Not just laid on you, but the hand you are under. Stand to your feet. It determines a lot about your life. No! I want to go, but he says no. I'm staying. Who has authority over you? Who has authority over you? And because you would not allow me to have authority over you, a boy with gonorrhea will have authority over you. When you see his missed call, it means he wants you to have two rounds. He doesn't have to call you. He just flashes. You are just there waiting. You are at his behest. The quality of the hands that are laid on you. The quality. I mean, you will not even get to be under Bishop George. You won't get it. People pay money to be under him. You won't get it. That this bishop is over your life, you don't deserve it. I want you to lift your two hands and pray that you will not be failed by evil spirits. Pray.
Oh, Jesus.
Pray. Pray. I'm not saying just walk around. Pray. Pray that you will fill your life with good things. It's your responsibility. Nobody can fill you. Nobody can. I can't fill you. If you will ever be full, you fill yourself.
Fill.
Jeremiah said, thy words were found and I did eat them. Jeremiah 15:16. I did eat them and thy words were to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Lift your hands and pray. I only pray for you that it will never happen that evil spirits took over your life.
Yes,
I pray for you.
Jesus.
I pray for you that evil spirits will not take over your life. Lift your hands and pray.
Every eye closed and every head bowed. If you are here and you sense that evil spirits are disturbing you, evil spirits are disturbing you, I want you to step forward. I want to lay my hands on you right now. In 1 minute, evil spirits are harassing you. Step forward. I want to lay my hands on you. The quality. And look at me, love it. Look at me. This is just half of the work. This is just half. The woman Jesus told, "Woman, thou art loosed." She carried herself and went to the synagogue. She went. She submitted herself. This is half. The next half is you submit. Go to your pastor and say, "I have this problem. I feel I'm having this issue." The quality of the life you are going to live from here will depend on the quality of the life you submit yourself to. As much as I put my hand on you, I have no doubt that a season of evil is ending. A season of evil is ending. I have no doubt that a season of evil is ending. A season is ending. Yes. That a hand was laid on you. Something is happening to you. You don't need to feel it. You don't need to feel it. Evil spirits are coming. Evil spirits are coming. Evil spirits are coming. If I've laid my hands on you, you can go back. Evil spirits are coming. Evil spirits are coming.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out of her.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out of her.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out! Jesus. He said, "Go back to your mistress. Go back to your madam. Some of you had some madam over you. Now you are a madam yourself." Okay. Madakuta baya. God wants to use you. God wants to use you. You are like a pastor in the spirit.
Jesus.
There is something in you.
My God.
God has put it there.
Thank you, Jesus.
No sin you commit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Clear that seed.
Thank you, Jesus.
As I put my hand on you, I'm praying that God will restore.
Amen.
His original plan for
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Because there is a call.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as this hand touches you,
yes, my God,
something enters you.
Jesus.
There's a call on you. There is a call on you. There's a call. There's a call. Leave it. Ayatabada.
Demons are coming out. In the name of Jesus. Demons are coming out. Be filled with good things.
Yes.
Be filled with good things. Be filled with good things. Be filled with good things.
Yes.
Be filled with good things.
Jesus.
Be filled with good things.
Yes.
Be filled with good things. Failed with good things. He 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 failed with good things. I hear the Lord say, you've made it. You've conquered it. I hear it. That you've conquered it. Evil spirits are coming out. They are coming out of you. Whatever is a battle, it ends by the quality of the hands that are laid on you. And let this hand rest on you. Also, as a hand you are submitted to, because the evil spirits, they rush in anyway. You don't need to invite them. They like you. But as for God, you must like him. Draw nigh to me, James 4:8. Take it now. The quality of the hand. The quality. The quality. The quality. Power. 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 Anything Satan represents,
Jesus,
is uprooted. Anything Satan represents,
Jesus,
is uprooted. It's uprooted. It is uprooted. Oh, my dear. Receive a sweet spirit. And let it fill you and refresh you. Refresh your tiredness. Refresh your weariness. Refresh your pain.
In the name of Jesus.
I hear there's pain in your heart.
Yes.
There's pain in your heart. Oh, Dikatuma.
Jesus.
Ayakas.
Jesus.
Need.
Jesus.
Adiakosa. Second altar call. Give me oil. Everybody lift your two hands and pray in the spirit. Otherwise, a demon will enter you right now. Lift your two hands and pray in the spirit. Lift your two hands and pray in the spirit. Shakatabaha. Jesus, the second altar call. Give me that oil. You will not be walking about. I break the curse. Lemosi mahanda bahataga. Shabatuni Mahanga. I disrupt his plans for your life. I scatter his plans for your life. I bind the program of the devil. I disrupt it.
In the name of Jesus.
Be free. The second altar call. Anybody here today, you know you are not born again. You want to receive Jesus Christ properly today. I told you there's a day you break your virginity. There's a first day you take a cigar. That's the first day you take a bottle of wine. Today is to be the first day of your salvation. If you know you are not born again and you want to receive Jesus Christ, come to me in front here now. Come here. I'm not asking you to raise your hand, close your eyes. There's a time for that. But right now, it's serious. Leave your seat and come here right now. I'm waiting for you. You want to be born again? Born again. Come down now. Come here now. Otherwise, you are not covered by anything. You're on your own. I'm waiting for you. 10 seconds and I'm off. I want to say, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to receive Jesus Christ. Come to the front. One has come. Two more. Come right now. Second person has come. Two more. Two more. I'm waiting for you. Born again. I want you to lift your hands. You put your thing down. Put it down. Lift your hands and pray that the Lord will speak to you about new converts. God is giving you a special vision for new converts. You, something to do with new converts. I don't know, but God says he's giving it to you. It's part of the new anointing he's placing on you. It's coming upon you right now. I hear it clearly. It's coming upon you right now. Thank you, Father. It is time. There's one more person I'm waiting for to come to the front. There's one more person. Surrender your life totally to Jesus. I'm waiting for that person to come. There's one more person. I'm waiting for you to come. There's one more person. Your salvation may be the reason why this service came on today. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. You may never come, but I'm waiting for you. I want to welcome Bishop George to pray with you.
Say this and mean it from your heart. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I know that I am a sinner.
I know that I'm a sinner.
And I've come to you as I am.
And I've come to you as I am.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Wash me of my sins.
Wash me of my sins.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
With your blood.
With your blood.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and be my Lord.
Come and be my Lord.
Come and be my Master.
Come and be my Master.
Come and be my Savior.
Come and be my Savior.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
And I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my mouth.
That you are my Lord.
That you are my Lord.
And you are my Savior.
And you are my Savior.
Now say, Satan.
Satan.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
I will not serve you again.
I will not serve you again.
I will serve only Jesus.
I will serve only Jesus.
And I will be with Jesus.
And I will be with Jesus.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
For sending Jesus.
For sending Jesus.
To die for my sins.
Die for my sins.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you put your hands together for these ones? You know.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanair Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.